4. The circulatory system. The function of the circulatory system is the transportation of oxygen to all of the body's cells and, from there, to remove waste products produced by cell activity. The circulatory system is made up of the heart and the blood vessels. Blood travels round the body in the blood vessels. It is the body's means of transport. 4.1. Blood vessels. There are three types of blood vessels: arteries, veins, and capillaries. Arteries are vessels with a circular cross-section. They have thick, elastic walls and carry blood from the heart to the organs. They branch into thinner vessels called arterioles. Veins have an oval cross-section and thin, less elastic walls. They carry blood from the organs to the heart. They are formed by the joining together of small veins called venules. They have valves, which prevent reverse blood flow, therefore helping the blood to reach the heart. Capillaries are very thin vessels which connect the arteries and the veins. Since they are so thin, they enable exchange of nutrients, waste, and gases between the blood and the cells. 4.2. Blood. Human blood is a viscous, red, and slightly salty liquid. It is made up of plasma and blood cells. Blood plasma. Blood plasma is a yellowish solution made up mainly of water. It contains dissolved inorganic substances such as gases, oxygen and carbon dioxide, and mineral salts, as well as organic substances such as glucose, proteins, and hormones. Blood cells. These are red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Red blood cells, erythrocytes, or red blood corpuscles. They are the most numerous cells in the blood, between 4 and 5 million per cubic millimeter of blood. They are small, measuring around 10 micrometers, and don't have a nucleus. They are disc-shaped, elastic, and can become deformed, which helps them to circulate through the thinnest blood capillaries. Their function is to transport oxygen, which is possible because of a protein called hemoglobin in their cytoplasm. White blood cells or leukocytes. These cells have a nucleus and are larger than the red blood cells, although there are fewer of them, around 8,000 per cubic millimeter of blood. They can actively move around by means of pseudopodia. Their function is to defend the body against infections and tumor cells. There are different types: lymphocytes, macrophages. Platelets. They're not really cells, but fragments of cytoplasm. They are quite numerous, around 250,000 per cubic millimeter of blood, and their function is to participate in blood clotting. This is possible because of proteins on its surface which favour agglutination. Functions of the blood. Blood performs a number of functions in the body. The main ones are transporting substances. Blood supplies cells with the nutrients and oxygen that they need and removes carbon dioxide and waste produced by cellular metabolism, carrying them towards the excretory organs. Defending the body. Different types of leukocytes, as well as the antibodies produced by these and other protective substances, defend the body against infections and lesions. regulating body temperature. Blood helps to maintain and distribute body heat while it circulates around the whole body.